Mr. Chapman, roll call, please.
Director Robinson.
Yes.
Director Fellow.
Here.
Director Chavez.
Here.
Director Reyes.
Here.
President Trevino is absent.
Shortly.
Good morning.
I mean, it's just a good job.
The thing is, that's long with the food.
You can.
Training for next year or something.
Chomping at your heels.
All right, is the meeting called for yet?
Yes, we are public comment.
Okay, very good.
So we're at item three, adoption of agenda.
We're on the chairman. Okay, item three, adoption of the agenda, is that where we're at?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second on that?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item number four, public comment. Anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. The board of directors may allow additional input during the meeting. A 3-minute time limit on remarks is requested. Anybody that likes, would like to make a comment at this point in time?
I'd like to speak on the staff report on I-5A.
Okay. All right. Okay, very good. All right, when we get to that point, then you'll have your time. I also, at this point, like to take the chair's prerogative to introduce a fellow director from the Inland Empire Utilities District, Mr. Michael Camacho. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you. All right, action discussion items, moving on to exactly that item, Mr. Brown. So we're moving on to item 5A. You want to, Shane, open it up, and then we'll have Mr. Brown say a few comments?
Sure, sure.
Hold on. Let him introduce what he's, and then I'll, okay.
Yeah, President Trevino, item 5A is, of course, the approval of the 5-year lease for commercial office space. We're taking this item a bit off pace from our regular routine business meeting and accelerating it to this workshop period in order to effect and execute this lease. There are two other parties that are very interested in the particular property. And so I made a commitment to the owner, the lessor, that we would take this forward to your board for consideration at this meeting. That's why it's off schedule. I can go into a summary of the lease terms now if you'd like, or provide Mr. Brown with an opinion.
Let's see what Mr. Brown has to say, and then we can go into details. Okay, I think the board members might have some questions on it. But Mr. Brown, you have the floor, sir.
Well, you may not know the history of the Upper District too well. This site was selected by the founders of the district back in 1960 because it was centrally located in one of the major cities at the time in the valley. And I notice now this is an area that now it is in, it's a growing civic center. Across the street, there's a multi-story steel building, a nice modern building going up that is a government building, another government building coming into the civic center area. It happens to be a school district headquarters. This valley historically, we now see three different freeway corridors, transportation corridors, and the one that is in economic success is basically the 10 freeway. Even in the area where I live in, we've seen car dealers after car dealers go broke along the 210 freeway. The viable business area is along the 10 Air Freeway. The city of El Monte has become the largest city in the valley. That was about 20 years ago. And still is the largest city in the valley. This is becoming the governmental area for this valley. And it's still viable. The group says still very much of the center of government for this area. It's close to freeways. There's proposals for more rapid transit. The city of El Monte is building more transit centers, type things like that, to keep it growing. So I don't see the logic of putting the headquarters of the Municipal Water District at the extreme north end of the district. The people who live to the south are going to have to, by south of Monte, going to have to cross two freeways even to get to this headquarters. So the logic, as far as public is concerned, the area of responsibility is centered right here.
Mr. Brown, if you would make a closing comment, because your time is up, sir.
So I don't feel the proposal really serves the public interest.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Directors, any comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will entertain motion.
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any other discussion on this item before we vote on it?
Yes, Director Trevino, taking into consideration Mr. Brown's comments, and also I would like to make an amendment to the resolution that we're directed at to begin working on looking into a permanent situation, so this lease will be a temporary, hopefully not go beyond 5 years, in which we could possibly sell this current facility and invest that money in a new location. That maybe we could, look into opportunities of partnering with some of the other agencies to have a permanent area location, not to go, an infinite lease. So yeah. Would that make that motion?
Okay, so that's an amendment to the motion.
I will accept the change.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I have some questions.
Okay.
I looked at the commercial lease, so most of it is boilerplate, but I was wondering, are there any costs or added fees or commissions or contributions that are a part of this agreement that aren't written down on that paper? I mean, it looks like we're committed to an average monthly rent for the next 5 years of about $17,000 a year. How about commissions? I mean, who's this guy, Blaine P. Fetter, that we're dealing with? Is he the property manager, the broker? This Blaine Fetter of South Pasadena, my question is who are we dealing with, and also any commissions, costs, contributions, fees?
Yeah. Okay, Frank.
On top of the $17,000 a month.
Twofold. All the costs are enumerated in the lease. One exception would be our costs are new. So we will have some costs to build out relatively minor costs to build out some cabinetry, pull some cabling for networking, etc. Those costs are on the district and not on the lessor. I made a rough estimate of those costs, about $250,000. It's a very conservative high estimate in terms of finishing the work at the new location and moving up there and buying some furniture. Your second part of your question, who is Blaine Fetter? The owner and the lessor we're dealing with is a commercial real estate company called Samuelson Fetter. It's a well-established group. They have a lot of property in the Monrovia area. I believe Mr. Fetter is a partner in that group. Certainly an owner of some type. It's been a very good group to deal with, very professional. To your question about commissions, there's everything included in the lease there. There's no commissions on top of it or anything like that.
Okay. It looks like we'd be, instead of occupying a neighborhood that's zoned for government, looks like we'll be operating in a shopping center. Well, the owner, I did a little research on my own, and the owner that I found is Huntington Oaks Delaware Partners LLC of Irvine. You're saying Samuelson, what, Samuelson what?
Samuelson Fetter, commercial real estate company that I've been dealing with.
Okay, that might be the property manager or the broker, the actual owner of the office building. You're saying it's not Huntington Oaks Delaware Partners, LLC?
I don't know. It very well may be.
It's listed as Foothill Technology Center, LLC. It is possible that the company you're referring to may be the managing partner of this LLC or something to that effect.
Yeah, the owner that I found is, I'm just wondering who they are as well, but...
Could be a holding company.
Could be.
Sure. Mr. Fetter has the authority on his side of the transaction, it's legally.
Okay, so if, I mean, if we're moving into a shopping center and moving out of a zone government area with a courthouse, security is pretty good here. If there's ever any problem, the police department's right across the street, El Monte City Hall, a school district headquarters building. What about signage? I mean,
I'm sure the general manager...
Is that in the lease as well?
I'm sure he's taken all that into consideration, Mr. Robinson.
I didn't see it.
The signage is not specifically in the lease. In my conversations with Samuelson Fetter, they are fine with us putting some signage out on the street on the existing monument, as well as some signage on the window glasses and the entryway.
After the end of this five-year lease, we could be evicted or our rent could be doubled. We're gonna own air.
I think that's why the amendment that was made by Director Urias is very appropriate.
Yeah.
We have a
lot of concerns as well.
Yeah, so we have a five-year window to do something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There are no options. It is a five-year lease. Oh, 5 years, 2 months, and the 2 months are thrown in, but it's essential a five-year lease.
Well, my comment is that $17,000 a month is a lot to pay when right now we're paying $0 a month. I understand our utilities are a little over $3,000 a year. We're perhaps going to still have to insure this property even if we're not occupying this property. So some of those costs are going to remain. $3,000 a month, what does that include besides electricity and water?
Well, the estimated avoided cost for this building, assuming that we sell this building, are $42,000 per year. That's maintenance, insurance, utilities.
Mr. Robinson, let me stop you right there. You know, one of the things that we're talking about is as we move this process forward, just the process of how this board works, Mr. Robinson. And you've been on this board 20-something years. And I don't quite understand. And I you know, I'm going to try to temper my comments, but as a board member, as an elected official, you have to, if you have questions like this, it's not to get into a dialogue here on off the diocese and develop this kind of dialogue. You should have asked the general manager prior to that. You should have read your agenda. And you should have had that discussion with him.
I did that.
And if you have those questions, so he answered those, I understand. Because
Well, just for your information, there's a law called the Brown Act, and some of these questions are for the benefit of the audience. I don't like doing business in back rooms.
That's why
the Brown Act exists. These questions, we're about ready to make a $1 million mistake. I think there should be some public discussion of that $1 million mistake.
And I agree with you. The only question I have is, it doesn't have to be for you to get up on the stand and just grandstand, if you will, on this. We've had discussions on this for months, Director, about the fact that...
Well, I'm not on the committee that brought this boondoggle to the board.
You've been on this board for quite a while. Anyway, I'll entertain a call.
Well, I have a substitute motion, but I'm still not... finished. My constituents really wouldn't be upset if we met in a tent.
And I think, you know, in face of that, we should appreciate the facilities that we have here. We should take care of the deferred maintenance and appreciate the fine facilities that exist right here. And realizing that, I'd like to make a substitute motion that we use 3 months' rent. That's about $50,000 as an alternative to just take care of the deferred maintenance in these fine facilities. According to the lease, the shopping center that we're moving into only has 200 square feet more available space than this facility here. So, you know, this is far worse than the million-dollar mistakes that we've made in the past. I mean, this is going to... So my motion is to invest 3 months' rent, which is $50,000 according to this rent, $50,000, just to take care of the deferred maintenance and care for and appreciate and use, as we're doing now, the fine facilities that exist.
So your substitute motion does require a second, but it's to not approve the lease and to invest
$50,000 to take care of the outstanding deferred maintenance that may exist on the premises.
A second to that.
Sir.
Hearing no second, then it goes back to the main motion.
Just to mention, seeing Mr. Blaine Fetter, he's one of our partners in the San Gabriel Valley Economic Partnership, sits on the board with me. He's perhaps one of the most distinguished and outstanding businessmen in the San Gabriel Valley. And I've talked to him about this to have him give us the best deal, and he is.
Again, I will ask that I will entertain a motion to move forward. Not a motion, but a suggestion.
You call the question.
Yes, call the question.
If I might, that the main motion includes the absorbing of the amendment.
That's correct.
So there's no vote on the amendment. It's now just the main motion.
Main motion. Roll call vote starting with Mr. Chavez.
No.
Mr. Harris.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson.
No.
It was burned down by the British.
Yes. The motion to approve the lease has been approved on a 3-2 vote.
Okay, director's comments starting with Director Chavez.
No.
Director Reyes.
No.
Director Robinson.
I intend for most of those remarks take good care of the tapes, because I wish near verbatim inclusion of what I just said to be included in the minutes.
Director.
Just two things. One is I did send out the summary of what happened at NWC the 12th, and the board, as you know, voted not to implement the water supply allocation plan and terminated the implementation of the water supply allocation plan, which is a pretty big thing. And I do, Mr. Riggi mentioned today, I would like to adjourn today in memory of Michael Green, who was the son of the, really the founding general manager. Outstanding man.
No, that's not true.
I'm talking. I don't need to hear you talking.
Bob Berline wasn't the founding general manager.
He was the first full-time GM we've had in Upper District. and Lynn McGoffin, and certainly Mr. Tom Stetson, who was, if you didn't know him, this great man. And so three giants in the water industry, and put them in our memory today.
Okay. I concur with that, Dr. Powell. I have no other comments. Future agenda items? Any? Okay. Seeing that, we'll move to, we're adjourning to closed session, Patrick?
No, sir. No closed session.
No closed session. Okay. The general manager's comments?
No, I'll wait for my report and make that.
You have no comments, Patrick? You have no comments?
No, sir.
Okay. We are adjourned.